Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 780. 20 more and then we will be at what? 800. And we are rejoicing for words of faith are being spoken here. And I know that the testimonies are overwhelming. And very soon I'll be reading people's testimonies. I'll be just reading testimony upon testimony upon testimony to encourage you that you have received. Hallelujah. Not that you say my testimony must also be like this. No, God has a way of operating with you. And therefore your testimony will be according to how your path and how much how you're believing. God will go with you. He will not override. God will go with you, alongside with you. Shall we go for our golden scripture from where we got the gold? And that is 1 Corinthians 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain, this way I always pass say, not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then say, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ, the physical events, but not the revelatory. And yesterday I said to you that Mary believed, and that she said, God has done great things in me. What was the evidence? Woman, you just got up, young girl, you just got up from an angel's words, and you say it is done. Yes, that is the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith is it is done. The evidence of what is done is that the Bible says so. That's why you will have to put that scripture in your mouth. You should not just say, oh, because God. No, you must have a scripture. Listen, if you are walking in the God kind of faith, you must have a scripture. It is a scripture that produces the God kind of faith, and it is the scripture that sustains the God kind of faith, and it is a scripture that acts as a vehicle to take you into what you are believing God for, or the miracle, or what the Lord has done. It takes a scripture. Anybody who says, I have the God kind of faith, and there is no scripture on your mouth. Oh, please forget. That is not it. That is not what I'm teaching here. That is not it at all. What I'm teaching here is faith that comes through the word, produced by the word. Oh, hallelujah. So we saw Thomas, who said, unless I can see Jesus, I can put my finger. I see Jesus, number one. I see the imprint of the nails in his hand. Number two, I put my finger into the nail imprint. Number four, I thrust my hands on the side. What meanwhile, a centurion who is out of the covenant is saying in Matthew 8:8, Jesus, don't come to me, just stay where you are and speak the word. And that we met Mary also, that teenager, when a man who was standing among incense, praying, leading the whole Israel into prayer. That man was a faithful man of God, and yet no faith. When the angel came, said, give me evidence. If angel cannot come and tell me these big works and go, do you know how long we've been waiting? We've been waiting for so long. And that's what happens, especially to those who are been in the faith for a long time. And you say, you know, we are the ones who built this church. I was there when the church started. I did this. And you say, person is faithful, but no faith at all. No faith, no, because God did not give them the God kind of faith when they believed or when they gave their lives to Christ, but because of the traditions of men. One of the things that kill faith is the traditions of men. Jesus said, you err, because you know not the word of God. You don't know the scriptures. He said, that is why you are erring. not because of anything, but because you don't know the scriptures. You don't know the scripture. Listen, it must be a quest in your life to know the scriptures and to know what it says. And when you stand in the old covenant, to know what it means. And when you stand in the new covenant, to know what it means. You mean, you know that the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, even though they're in the New Testament, they are not really New Testament. When Jesus came, he was living in the Old Testament. He had to move according to the laws of the Old Testament. He fulfilled them. And New Testament really starts from us. In fact, the epistles, that is the letter to the church. That is where everything you take it in is for you. And you live according to the word. You must know the scriptures and rightly divide the word of truth. When you don't rightly divide the word of truth, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment when a pastor or a preacher is saying something and you are so far away. You must be able to take it, the scripture, take this, know what the Greek means and all that. But do I know, if I don't know the Greek, but prophetess, I mean, those things are Greek and all those, it doesn't really matter. It matters because the scriptures were written in Greek. The New Testament was written in Greek and the Old Testament in Hebrew. It's very important for you to understand words change. Right now, I can say, don't be mad at me. Can you imagine you telling Paul of Tarsus, don't be mad at me? He would say you've insulted him. What does it mean you're mad? But now mad means angry. Rage is called madness. So words change, and therefore you should know what that word means. And listen, Google has made it so simple. The internet is all there. You can take, even you can just Google what's the Greek meaning for this. It will give you the scriptures. Everything is there on the internet. Instead of people going to use it for pornography and all this to waste their lives, why don't you use it to study the word? Oh, there is a performance of those things God has spoken to you. I believe, and therefore I see it. We will go now into how faith begins, and I want to take you through, walk you through that. It's very important because it will really help you when you understand. The God kind of faith was given to you when you became born again. Yes, you were given the measure of faith. You were given like precious faith, like Peter. You were given faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So come back for more. You are so blessed. Share this link.